Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 28th. Happy Hump Day. We're almost over that divide of our week and I hope it's been a wonderful one for you so far. We are in the New International Version, picking up in Joshua chapter 19, in the middle of that chapter, starting in verse 24. Now, how'd you feel about yesterday when I just kind of summarized the names of the allotment? I hope it was okay, because today I'm going to do the very same thing as we think about the lands that were allotted to the tribes of Israel in the Promised Land. Okay, starting in verse 24. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. There were 22 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali, according to its clans. There were 19 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to its clans. Now the seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its clans. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, they went up and attacked Leshem, took it and put it to the sword, and occupied it. They settled in Leshem and named it Dan after their ancestor. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to its clans. When they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built up a town and settled there. These are the territories that Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And so they finished dividing the land. If you have a few minutes, get out a study Bible, and there is probably a picture of the divisions of all the different lands. The land of Judah is towards the bottom on the western side. Simeon is encompassed in Judah. Remember, Simeon took some of Judah's land because Judah had more than enough. Then Benjamin is kind of at the top of the Salt Sea and Ephraim above it. Manasseh is above Ephraim on the Great Sea or the Mediterranean Sea. Then it goes up around with Issachar, Zebulun, Asher, Naphtali. And then on the right side of the Sea of Galilee, kind of on the eastern part of the map, is Manasseh, and then on down Gad and Reuben. Now this is significant because God had prepared for his people long ago through the promise of Abraham, I'm going to provide for you a place. I'm going to provide for you the promised land. And today we see the fulfillment of all of this come to pass. Now let's go to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 119 again, verses 97 through 128. The first line of this stanza is so challenging to me. It says, "Oh, how I love your law." And that would be our prayer, wouldn't it? That the Lord would give us a love for his law. Mame. "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path." Noon. "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Psalmic. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. I want to go back to a couple of verses. Verse 111, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I was just thinking about the statutes of the Lord and which of them we could find joy in today. Do you find joy in the fact that God calls us to love everyone, to be at peace with those around us, to bring encouragement to those in need? Another one that I want to point out is verse 114. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. What is an area today where you really need to think about what God says in that situation and hope in his word? Trust in it, even if all that is happening seems to be otherwise. Trusting in God and hoping in what he says. I think that in the end, the psalmist is saying that's where we'll find our blessing, is when we trust in God's word and when we love it more than gold, more than pure gold. Now let's turn over to the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 today, and I'll be reading verses 44 through the end of the chapter, which is verse 58. Several parables here: the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl, the parable of the net, and a prophet without honor. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own house is the prophet without honor. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Father, help us to see your kingdom as something that we would sell everything for. Help us to be resolved in following you. And thank you, Lord Christ, that though we fall short, you did not. Thank you for your forgiveness. We praise you, Lord, that you have made a way for us as sinners in need of grace to find the mercy that we need at the foot of the cross. We thank you. We bless you. We praise your name. I pray for my brothers and sisters today that you would send them forth into the world to do your work. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.